You are now watching the Biz to Biz podcast with Alan and Justin.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Justin live from B2B Vault, the Biz to Biz podcast, sponsored by Nationwide Payment Systems, hosted by this guy, the Matthew McConaughey of payment processing himself, Alan Kopelman. And in today's podcast, we'll be discussing some of the wild and craziest business ideas that we've ever heard. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, all right, all right. Just like Matthew McConaughey says.
There you go.
He said that in a movie, his first movie. Now I'm going to forget the name of the movie.
Yeah, I don't.
Dazed and Confused. He played a guy in Dazed and Confused, and I actually saw a video with him and Snoop Dogg, and he said, oh, I got famous because a guy walked in a bar and said, oh, you want to be in a movie? They tried him out for the movie, and he was sitting in the car, and he goes, all right, all right, all right. And he said it a bunch of times in that movie. Mm-hmm. And that was the start of his...
I remember that story.
That was the start of his movie career, you know. And, you know, crazy ideas. Matthew McConaughey, he's a pretty wild and crazy guy.
I don't know him. I don't know him personally.
So I don't know him either, but, you know, I'm just saying there's always been wild stories about him. And,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow
him. I like his movies.
Yeah, he's got some pretty good movies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the one movie that my wife and I always watch. It was like he was treasure hunting. Kevin Hart was in it.
You were treasure hunting? I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it. Matthew McConaughey movies. Let's see.
Something Gold. I can't remember. It was a good one, though. It was a really good one.
Rocky, come on. Stop all that. Crazy, but wait. Why didn't it come up, Matthew
McConaughey? Fool's Gold, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, man, what's new in the world?
What's new? You know, listen, crazy, crazy stuff, you know, working hard, doing stuff. Let's see, he was in a bunch of movies. The Wedding Planner, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Failure to Launch. That was a good movie. Fool's Gold, that's the movie you're thinking of.
That was a good movie.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
It's funny.
He was in that Lincoln Lawyer movie, which was really, really good.
Never seen it.
Lincoln Lawyer, that was a great movie. He was in a bunch of movies. Wow, Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, he's in a bunch of movies.
What was he in Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, he was in, said he play, he had a supporting role in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, he was at the table. I remember he met with him, yeah.
And he was in Interstellar. I like that movie.
No, I never seen it.
And some bunch of other ones. But yeah, he's famous. The first movie he did was The Dazed and Confused, 1993.
I don't remember that movie, but I know I watched it.
It was had a lot of good music in it. Like, I'm sure your dad would like the musical score, classic rock.
For sure.
Shout out to Ron.
Happy birthday, Pops.
Yeah, happy birthday to Ron. Yeah, my birthday's coming up. It's a crazy day. Eclipse day, April the 8th.
Yeah, they say we should have backup batteries at home. We should have our gas tank full. Lots of schools are closed for the day.
Really? Schools are closed?
The government issued all this, sir.
Really? So,
yeah, I don't know if they know something that we don't know, but, you know, they said that we should have food for up to 2 weeks. And, I mean, DeSantis hasn't said anything in Florida. I mean, that piece of shit. Anyway, sorry. excuse me. You might want to edit that one out. but yeah, he's a total piece of shit.
Okay, that has to definitely be edited out. Okay. We're not going to get into.
Yeah. That. Anyway, but yeah, so mostly over the, you know, a bunch of states have said that they're canceling schools from California all the way to New York.
That's crazy. I mean, I could see, like, in the direct line of it, they showed it's like going up one highway, like Highway 75.
Yeah, it's supposed to be going across like seven.
Yeah, it goes across Texas, Cleveland.
Well, it's just saying that there's like a bunch of cities that are all named the same. that it's going to go directly over.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
That was kind of spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it's going to be another 320-some years before this happens again.
And it's nuts because it's like, I think the Final Four is in Cleveland, and then the eclipse is April the 8th. Like, it's the same weekend. This weekend is the women's Final Four in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then the eclipse is on the same week, Monday, April the 8th. And then, like, you can't even get a hotel room there between the Final Four and the eclipse. It's everything's sold out.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
For hundreds of miles.
I just read an article this morning. So the Eid of Ramadan is on the 8th. The solar eclipse and, like, the Jewish community is going to be sacrificing a calf.
No, I don't know anything about
it. Yes, it's just was all in the, I just I'll read a whole read article about it, and it's, that was insane. I'm like, oh my God, like, it's like the end of the world.
Let's hope not. It's not my birthday. I don't want my birthday to be with the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's pretty heavy stuff going on right now, and yeah.
Conspiracy. So, is it a conspiracy, no, or will it happen?
Oh, I'm saying the article wasn't a conspiracy.
No, it's all I'm just facts. Saying, well, it happened.
It's all facts.
All right. We'll have to see if that all goes down. We'll have to do a podcast and talk about what happened on the eclipse day.
Well, the government was saying that if you look back when there was the last time on the 7th in 2017 or whatever.
Yeah.
There was like mass hysteria, like people were rushing. It was causing the cell phone towers to crash, et cetera. That's why they're saying to have a backup battery and all this other stuff.
No.
To make sure you get gas because people are going to be traveling to try to see the eclipse in different parts of the states. And, you know,
well, you can't. Whatever. It's not going to be totally visible from here. So we're way off.
We're getting like half of it.
Yeah.
So.
They got to wear special glasses.
Wisconsin is going to get, shout out to my people in Wisconsin. They're going to get a good look at it and in New York as well.
Yeah. I saw like the biggest major city it goes over is Cleveland. It's one of the biggest major cities.
Yeah.
So let's talk. Let's go. Crazy ideas that we've heard of. So a social networking app. So for dogs, for cats, or maybe even cars. Actually, I had a guy when we were making apps years ago, mm-hmm. We made little apps. A guy came here to the office. He wanted to make Facebook for cars. Sean's into cars. He said, I asked him if there was a social network for cars, but obviously I don't think so. Maybe people make a Facebook page for their car.
People have definitely had a Facebook page for a car. I've
right.
Seen that. Yeah. So. My wife's cousin had, he's just an idiot. He's trying to make a group, I get, I don't know, for BMW people, but yeah, that was insane.
So there's something for everybody, but you know, it's kind of funny, you know, or dating apps and you date and instead of dating people, you dating an AI. And I see those around. Like you can join. You can.
That's a thing, bro.
Yeah, you can download this.
That's some crazy app. Shit.
You can download this app, and it's like 20. I don't know how much it is a month. Let's say $20, right? And then you go on there, and you could set it up where you need a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a mentor, right? A business person, right? And then you can interact with the AI. And the girlfriend can actually, I guess you can design what she could possibly look like, but it's a full-on cartoon, right? It's a full-on cartoon. And then she can talk to you, and you can tell the AI to send you messages like, good morning, good night, sweet dreams, and stuff like that. I find that to be, like, super creepy.
I mean, some people are lonely, bro, so, I mean, if it helps them get through life, I'm all for it. But, I mean, it's a little strange for me. Yeah. I mean, you know. I mean,
it's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy. It reminds me of Minority Report. That's a great movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. That movie was crazy.
the cognate, what was that called? I can't remember.
Yeah, cognitive people.
The cognitive.
Yeah, they could, the cognitive people floating in the water. And Tom Cruise rescues them. Takes them out to the middle of nowhere.
One of them.
At the, yeah,
it
one.
It was just one person.
At the end.
It was just one of them. The cognitive was just one.
Yeah.
It was just the one, that girl. Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was living, after that, she was living.
They tried to set Tom Cruise up or something.
Yeah, they tried to set him up because he found out the truth. That they were manipulating it.
Right. I think, I don't know. I can't, I'm not, I don't remember.
The, yeah, the they were story. Manipulating the whole thing. So
the VR headsets for chickens, bro. What does that even mean?
You know, people come up with stuff. They're going to put a VR headset on a chicken to fool the chicken. Maybe convince the chicken to lay more eggs, or the chicken's going to see something. I mean, we had somebody send us a spoof that they could turn a phone into a VR headset.
For April Fool's
Day. For man. April Fool's Day.
As soon as you sent it to me, I knew it was.
When I was looking at it, I was like, this doesn't look real.
Yeah, no, it's not real.
Coming soon.
That was funny. It was the old school science goggles.
Yeah.
And they just mounted an iPhone to the front of it. That was good. Shout out to Plug, the Plug or whatever
it is. Yeah, Plug, the guys who sell, like, they sell refurbished Apple stuff, and they have their own little charger. I think I gave everybody a charger from there.
Oh, yeah. Year.
Yeah. And with holiday time. This one I thought was funny. Subscription for hair removal. So send you some materials every month for removing hair.
Why wouldn't you just use Nair?
I guess. Or
I remember when I was a kid, I put that shit on my face.
I bet that burned.
Oh, I had a burn.
You had
burned
a burn?
Myself.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah, I left it on there way too long. My face was all red and nasty. My mom was so mad at me.
I remember when I was young, like, girls didn't want to shave their legs, so they sprayed that stuff on their legs. That was pretty weird.
Spray?
Yeah, it was like a spray.
I remember just like the lotion.
Yeah, it was a lotion or a spray. I think that is spray
too. My mom always had it. So I remember, yeah. I don't know if she remembers that, but yeah.
Now people wax. Waxing's like a big thing.
Waxing, yeah.
Yeah, waxing. Somebody sent me a website yesterday, and it was for a subscription service. And somehow you're going to take like a selfie of yourself and then use some sort of app. And then because you took a selfie of yourself through this app, that it was going to be able to tell you about like your blood pressure and a bunch of other bodily functions like diabetes and all this stuff just from a picture. So I told the guy, hey, you got to call me on the phone. Need to get it, you know, log in and try it out. Because like, where's the medical, like...
That sounds like bullshit. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying, like, where's the medical
science
behind it, right? Yeah. Like, what's the medical science behind it? Oh, here's another one that I saw recently. A dating app for people with herpes or STDs. And I didn't know this, but there was actually people have a code when they have herpes. They have a code that they put on their... put in their dating app so they can let other people know that they have herpes.
I wouldn't know. I don't have STD, sir.
I don't have it. I'm just telling you. It was just something somebody told me one day, and I go,
that sucks. Oh, wow. I mean, that's cool that they're able to, you know, have that, I guess.
Yeah, they put some code in their, on their app, some, yeah, 437737. If you ever see that in a dating app, that person's telling you they got herpes. That's weird, right?
I mean, it's not weird. They're being honest.
Yeah, they're being honest.
That's good. I mean, if you're out there dating, you don't want to have... I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Sorry that you have that. I hope there's some medical... community.
Well, now they have like pills, so people don't even get bothered with it anymore.
Yeah,
you know, they got whatever Valtrex or whatever that is.
Fitness tracker for dogs.
It's like the iPhone for dogs. You clip it on your dog, and
count how many steps Rocky has, he takes. How many miles did he walk? How many calories is he burning?
I mean, I guess that's important.
It could be if you have an overweight dog.
Like Rocky.
I don't know if he's exact. The doctor doesn't say he's fat. Looks fat.
just throwing shots.
Listen, he gets up today. He did 2.8 miles, so he's got some, he's got some energy.
It's good for him.
Yeah, keeps me walking every day, getting my 10,000 steps in.
Absolutely.
He makes sure, I get my walks in every day. So I have my little fitness tracker of today. We're up to 3.1 miles, 9,300 steps so far with him. Because I made one trip around the office complex, plus I walked this morning.
Yeah, I've been doing my every 2 hours.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's definitely like a subscription service for everything. Like I've gotten ones for like air filters for your house. What about one for toilet paper?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Me and my partner were going to... One of my homies back in the, good friend of mine, A-Son, we're literally going to start a toilet paper company.
Yeah, I think
before it's... Before COVID, before all this, we were just, can't remember what we were going to call it. Can't remember what, I'm going to have to call him and ask him what we were going to call that. But yeah, it was, because it's, there when you think about it, there's not a lot of brands of toilet paper.
Right.
Right? So you got like Charmin, whatever. Like there's not a bunch of
Angel brands. Soft.
So it's actually a wide open market to start your own company.
Right.
And we were going to use organic cotton. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of studies that are coming out that wiping your butthole with really cheap toilet paper actually can cause is starting to be linked back to
cancer.
Ass cancer.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah, because they put all the bleach and the chemicals and all of the nasty toilet paper, and even the stuff that you pay the top dollar for is not
like Charmin, super expensive. I get the Costco toilet paper. It's very priced good. It's soft.
As long as it ain't one ply and you can wipe your ass, I don't really care.
Like a lot of people during the pandemic, because there was a toilet paper shortage because people were buying like 10 cases of toilet paper at a time.
Yeah, we dropped the ball, bro. We dropped the
You know what people ball. Were buying back then? They were buying, what do they call it? Bidet.
A bidet, yeah.
Yeah, they were installing bidets so they would wipe less.
But that's what people use all over the world, too.
Yeah, we're the only country where we don't have bidets everywhere. Most places, everybody has a bidet. I was staying at somebody's house one time, and they had like a whole control panel like next to the toilet. I was like, oh, what is all this? And then I hit the button, and I got like a warm water rinse.
I've never had this experience.
I was like, that was insane. I was like, that was pretty nice.
I mean, the online marketplace for drugs, that's Facebook.
That one guy went to jail.
Facebook.
What was that guy's name from the guy who went to...
We had a whole podcast.
Silk Mark.
The Silk Road.
Silk Road guy, yeah. Went to jail
for
that.
That was a thing. I mean, literally, that's what Facebook and Instagram is, so I don't know what... I mean, you can get anything and everything you want on those social apps.
Right? Really?
Dude, come on.
I don't know. I'm not in that scene, man. I'm guessing it's
out there. I'm not buying drugs, but I know for a fact that...
And what about like all these wipes instead of toilet paper? Like now there's some guys that have a thing called dudes or something. Dude wipes.
I mean, and again, if you want to put chemicals on your ass, be my guest. But I'm not just, I don't know. I'm not into that.
Neither am I. I'm not into that whole wipe.
I mean, I am into using wipes, use a wet wipe.
Right.
When you're done, you don't want to be walking around with a soggy ass. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is kind of disgusting. And this one is kind of funny, this last one, because I actually had some, I've had people inquire about this. They want to set, they want to have like a travel business, and then you go to like some islands, like down in the Bahamas or something, and then people go down there and do psychedelic drugs or some other kind of mushrooms or something.
Toad.
Yeah.
Venom.
Toad. Yeah. Like, and they sent it to me, and I was like, I don't know. I said, I don't know who's going to give you a merchant account, like, for to cover
I don't that. Think you need to, you just don't need to, you need to call it like trippy tours or something. Like,
if you need to come up with something generic and not come up with it, and then have a more generic kind of a description on the website.
Right. Me and my partner, one of my homies, were actually going to do something similar, but not for drugs, for cannabis.
Right.
So, like, you'd be.
A cannabis tour?
Yeah. But you can't call it cannabis tours because most of the place is illegal, and, you know, it's tough. I don't know. That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen, some kind of business for that, but. I mean, the liability on that could be insane. Like, what if somebody takes too much mushrooms and dies?
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's
you
what
just, you have
the bank would come up with.
You're
going to
have
that.
A really, really heavy trip.
Yeah.
Or you're going to barf. I mean, it's just, you're not, I don't think.
No, but I'm saying that's what the bank thinks about when you send in a merchant account like that.
Well, maybe you can't be saying, we're going to take you on a tour to do some ayahuasca and some shrooms and some acid. I mean,
and it's going to be very enlightening.
Yeah, I mean, you got to call it something else. I don't know what you would call it, but that's a good idea. And I would take that trip with you. Let's go.
It is a good idea. I just told them that I said, you need to come up with a better description of what's going on. You know, it's like people call me up, like yesterday, I had like two young guys call me, talk to me about it. They're starting a CBD business, so they want to call it Star Spangled Flower.
It's good.
So, thought it was cool. They're from Washington, D.C., right? So, I said, you know, did you make a course? They haven't gotten that so far yet, so I sent them some information about how we can help them, and I was telling them, when you go get your bank account, you know, use a generic name. Don't call it Star Spangled Flower, Inc. You know, use some initials or something. And then just tell the bank you're a marketing company. And don't tell them about your website. And you'll get a bank account. And that's it. And then, you know, then you set up your billing. Make sure you have discreet billing so that you don't go spend money, thousands of dollars on boxes with a marijuana leaf on it. Because the post office, FedEx, and UPS aren't going to deliver your box. They're going to call you and tell you to come pick it up or call the cops. So, you know, you got to be smart when you're doing these different businesses about what you're doing. Like, and this other guy, so he started posting some TikTok. Shout out to Dr. Chris, who has his business called K-Plus Clinic.
Okay.
And they give you a light dose of ketamine.
I don't know what that
is. It's like a horse tranquilizer.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this.
And it's, you know, medically supervised.
So the fact that, I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, I know too much, but yeah.
I was surprised.
That's what they're cutting heroin with now, I guess.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I sent it to the bank. They approved it. They said, oh, it's an approved medical treatment now. For a light dose of this ketamine.
And what does it do?
I guess it helps people who are having some issues relax. Because it's a drip. We have a couple other clients that have those, like, they drip. We had some guy in Vegas, and they have one of those IV things. Like, after you go out and party all night, they give you an IV of, like, vitamin C. And
that's
all
huge
this
down
stuff.
Here. They got whole... can go into
the mall, they have it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, there's a guy that has it I've seen it in the mall and a couple of shopping centers. These IV drip places. They got all kinds, but they're doing all kinds of IV drips. I'm just not sure. We've had a few of them inquire to us, and the first thing we ask them about is, hey, we need to see the medical licenses of the people who work there, that there's enough medical supervision because
you don't have to be a you don't even be a nurse.
Yeah, you can be a nurse. Yeah, you have to have a medical professional do when you're doing that stuff. Even Botox is supposed to be supervised by a you know, you can be a nurse, you could be a DO, whatever. You don't have to be like a doctor, but you have to have some kind of medical stuff. Even like for the cannabis cards, it has to be the doctor has to write those prescriptions. You just can't have a business and people walk in and just me and Justin are there. Oh, you want to get some marijuana? Sure, no problem. It's got to be.
It's coming.
Well, I think recreational is going to come everywhere. I mean, they're
going on a ballot in November in Florida.
Okay. Well, I hope it passes. People, you know, listen, it's safer. People won't be. I mean, there was a case here recently last year where some, I think they were from the naval. They were either from a Navy ship or they were from a naval school or something, and they went and bought marijuana from some guy and it had fentanyl in it, and then I think like one or two people died and a couple of the EMTs almost died because that fentanyl, you know, mm-hmm. and they had to get that Narcan out. I see they have it.
That was cocaine.
Oh, it was cocaine?
Yeah, they bought cocaine, okay. Not marijuana.
Okay, it was cocaine.
Yeah,
okay.
And they were snorting cocaine, a bunch of rich kids from a naval academy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Dumb as shit. Okay.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. And then one guy fell out. The other guy tried to give him CPR. He fell out. Another guy tried to give him CPR. He fell out. And then the paramedics came, were touching the shit, and they fell out too.
Right.
So, I mean, the fact that fentanyl is a thing still is insane to me. And whatever. So let's move on because it's just going to get me super pissed off.
Well, believe me, I'm not happy about fentanyl. So what other crazy, you got any other crazy business ideas?
The one that comes to mind for me, it's not really crazy. It was actually a really good idea, but the school systems thought they were crazy. A friend of mine wanted to start an app that would track school buses.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
But the problem with that was that the parents didn't want privacy type thing.
Right.
He got laughed out the door.
The messed up part about this is though,
like 3 years later,
right,
the school system implemented a tracking on all of the buses.
Wow.
On all of the buses.
Okay. Yeah. They stole his idea.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
No, they directly stole his idea. Like, for sure. But, yeah, man, so that was the one that kind of got away from us.
One crazy business.
If we would have had $1 million,
yeah,
and bootstrapped it ourselves,
right,
and then went to, you know what I mean,
right,
in front of them, we probably would have, you know what I mean, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Could have got the deal.
I'm sure we would have, but yeah, that was a big project. I was trying to wrap my head around how to do it myself, right?
Like, yeah. And was there GPS trackers around then?
Yeah, it's just like 5-6 years ago.
Right. Oh, so that was already the infrastructure was there, just needed to be like in a
organ. Yeah, they just didn't want us to do it.
Yeah.
That probably had, you know, I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, no, it's definitely a thing. Like,
really?
They track all the school buses now. You can call you know, wherever your kid goes to school and be like, "Hey, where's my kid at?" And they'll tell you, like, "Yeah, they're like 5 stops away."
Oh, okay. They don't have it on an app, though, for the parents to use?
I think they do, actually, now.
Interesting. Yeah, we had a client, they started a business where they went to your house and cleaned up your yard from all your pet poop.
Mm.
And they made a business out of it for a while. And then they tried to, like, franchise it, but it didn't really work out. Cause...
That's a shitty job. That guy who does the dirty jobs would have loved that.
Oh, yeah, the dirty, you know, listen, we need more, we definitely need more people in the trades today than ever before.
We need people, more people to do shitty jobs.
I don't know, they're not all shitty.
No, they're great jobs, but, I mean, they're not, I don't know how you would say it.
They're not glamorous.
And yeah, they pay well.
Yeah, they're not glamorous. You're not sitting in an office. You're outside, you know, doing plumbing, air conditioning.
The guys who jump down the sewers in hazmat suits, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You guys are, that's disgusting. I would not be able to do it. With all the creepy crawlies and the poops and the peas.
No.
No, thank you, sir. Anyway, man, if you got any crazy ideas or maybe app that's in progress and you want to chop it up or, you know, get some
Payment processing for it,
let us know. We'd love to talk about it and get involved. But yo, man, that's the pod. Smash the subscribe button, share and like this to your friends and peoples. Comment, get in touch. We'd love to talk with you, man. Peace.
Right, peace out, carpe diem.